Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at the Carpet One show in Dallas, Texas, and I'm with Kathy Buchanan with Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I am doing great, Kemp. How are you?
Good. I wanted to catch up. One of the reasons I love to interview you is you're very passionate about your business, and you're telling me that business has been good up to this point this year, right?
It's been phenomenal up to this year. I don't want to brag, but I'm so proud of my staff and so proud of my entire group. And I'm proud of the people of Westland to shop at our store. We've had increases every month. May was the only month this year so far that we just hit a little slower plateau.
But. Well, let's quantify fantastic. I mean, as we talk.
Okay, so June was up 42.5%. May, we were only up 10%. April, we were up 43%. So that 10% just doesn't stand in my book anymore.
So for the year so far, we're talking maybe 25-30% you're up.
Yeah, actually about 29%. Okay. So you're right on target.
All right. And what's the secret to your success?
I think my passion, in all honesty. We are a 100% Carpet One store. I live it, I breathe it, and so does my staff. And I set a good example for them.
All right, so let's talk about what's selling. Give us a couple of items that you think are doing really well that are pulling the numbers up.
Well, we have 4 national campaigns through Carpet One. And when we have these campaigns, we have incentives that Carpet One has set for us. So during those time periods, that product, whether it be Tigressa or Lee's or upcoming Innovia, those are the products that are selling. My staff believes in the promotion that we have. It's a true, honest, genuine promotion. The products are amazing. The stories that they have are substantial stories. We stand behind their products. They aren't giving us any problems. We're not having claims. It's an easy product to sell. So soft surface is great. Our hard surface division, we're selling a lot of hardwood, but more priority, we're selling the Cortec product from U.S. Floors. We were selling it in January. We are selling it more now, so it's a wonderful, believable product.
So you were just sharing with me that on the carpet side, you won the award in your region for both the Lee's promotion and the Tigressa promotion, right?
Yes, my staff is the best. Uh-huh. They rock.
Yeah.
We had a promotion in the early part of the year. There's 3 divisions, 3 groups based on their volume. And we're in the 3rd group, and we sold the most Lee's for that time period. And by winning that, we have Eric Demery, president of Carpet One, coming to our store and taking us all out to dinner and wining and dining and doing a 3-hour training with my staff. And then recently in our group again, in our volume group, we sold the most Tigressa. And Shaw was kind enough to help us with some advertising funds and some area rugs for our staff. And I'm just looking forward to the Innovia one because we're going to win again.
Okay.
Does everybody know that?
Yeah. All right. So let me ask you, on Lee's, you know, I interviewed you maybe a year or so ago, and you were real excited because Lee's has 2 levels. Part of Lee's, a lot of that's Mohawk's product, and some of it is Dixie's product. Are you selling both the upper end?
We are. We're, you know, even it's Westland, and it's a very conservative area. We are still selling the Dixie products. They're beautiful, and they set a standard in our store. They may be a little bit more costly, but it's not about the cost. It's about the warranty. It's about the visual. It's about the presentation. And, no, there's some great products in there.
All right. So, Kathy, if you run the – I'm sure you probably have this in your head, but if you're thinking about the – soft surface, hard surface. Is it about 50-50 in your store?
Yes. I would have to say 50-50. Right. My store is actually laid out that way now. Right. 50% hard surface, 50% soft.
All right, and so you say what we're calling now engineered LVT, this product that's LVT on the top and has a click system, mm-hmm. like Cortec, that's selling well. Your hardwood's selling well. What else in that hard surface category is doing well?
I would have hoped that laminate would have picked up a little bit, but only when it's a budgetary situation for a client do we have to take them out of the LVT and bring them into the laminate. Then we tell them the story about the water, and a lot of them scoot back to the luxury vinyl floors.
Uh-huh.
Sheet vinyls actually dropped status in our store because of the beautiful presentations of all of the new LVTs.
You can imagine, I talk to a lot of retailers, and some of the things they're struggling with is getting the people in the store that's building store traffic. How is it that you're able to get such a good volume in where you're growing so much?
Well, here's the thing. We are living in an entirely different generation. The millennials are on the computer or on their iPad or on their iWatches or on their iPhones. And if you're not with them, if you are not on the web, something's wrong. And with Carpet One, the people from Ansira help me constantly regenerate my website. I don't have to do a thing. I'll tell them what I want on there. They keep it fresh. Every week there's something fresh on my website to interest the client. Whether they come on next week or they come on this week, there's going to be a different message, a different story. You can't be stale. It's very important not to be stale. Demographically, I don't know every state, but in Michigan, TV is huge. In some areas, TV may not be huge. We went from cable TV and we thought we were doing great. We are now on broadcast TV and we feel a huge difference. I also have a LED message board outside where people never even knew our store existed, and we've been in that location since, oh my gosh, 79. And they come in the store and they say, we didn't know you were there. It's like, really? That sign brought you in? And we can change that sign, re-energize that, keep that same message that's on my website, that's within my store. That's been a saving grace. The investment that I made on my LED message board, what do they say, like in the Visa commercial, it's priceless.
Is that right? Okay, yeah. So let me just tell you, you probably know this, but the flooring industry is at best up 4 to 5% this year.
Okay? Yes.
So for you to be up high 20s, you know, 29%, you're taking share from somebody. Who do you think's losing out as you take this share?
I would think the smaller independents around us that are not a part of a buying group. I don't think I'm taking share from Home Depot or Lowe's, but I'm a whole lot better than they are. Yeah. And it's very evident when you come into my store. There's a totally different ambiance, and there's selection, and the presentation is confident to the consumer. They know that when they come in our store, we are solely a floor covering store with superior product, superior warranty.
Are you having trouble getting installers to put this in?
Oh, yes. Good question. Uh-huh. That is our struggle right now, is finding good hardwood installers, finding good carpet installers. They're getting older. Their knees are going bad. The younger people don't want to work. You can train them, and then they realize this is really hard work. I don't want to work this hard. So this is a challenge. I would like to tell the mills out there to please do something to help us. Start a program, work with the Carpet and Rug Institute to develop a way to recruit installers. You know, a long time ago, the hard surface companies like Congoleum and Armstrong used to have classes on the east side, and it would be a week long or however long, and we would send people there, and it was $1,000 or $5,000. It's worth that investment to regenerate those programs again. We need something like that. And I've talked to the Congoleum reps about that have come into our store. We need those classes, those certified classes. I need really good installers. Mm-hmm. We can sell the heck out of the product, but without a good installation crew, useless.
Are your installers independent contractors?
They are subcontractors, but they work solely for us. Mm-hmm. I do now have one employed installer, and they're all great. Some of them have been with me for 25 years plus, but they're getting older. Mm-hmm. They are training their sons, yeah, which is good, and then their sons will take over. But if you don't have a son or a daughter, where are we going to find them?
Let me ask you real quick. You own this business with your two brothers.
Yes.
And so how do y'all split up responsibilities?
Oh.
Better not ask that question.
That was a loaded question, Kemp. You know, we all have our own talents. I'm out on the field with the staff. I handle the majority of the responsibilities, maybe because I love it so much.
All right, Kathy. Well, it's great to be with you. I'm glad to hear business is so good. Again, been talking to Kathy Buchanan with Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan, at the Carpet One show in Texas. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.